For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you.
In Pittsburgh, thousands of people gathered at the 6th Presbyterian Church for an interfaith service remembering the 11 people killed in the Tree of Life Synagogue. Among those speaking was Israel's Minister of Education and Diaspora Affairs, Naftali Bennett.
Anti-Semitism, Jew-hating, is not a distant memory. It's not a thing of the past, nor a chapter in history books. It is a very real threat. Anti-Semitism is a clear and present danger.
Vigils were held in many other cities across the nation. Robert Bowers, who was charged with the murders, is in the hospital but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tropical Storm Oscar is now Hurricane Oscar, making it the 8th hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic season. The hurricane is about 1,500 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The National Hurricane Center said land isn't threatened at this time, and no coastal watches or warnings are in effect. Forecasters say the storm should turn north on Monday, then head away from the United States by Wednesday. Forecasters say the hurricane could even become a Category 2 before turning out to sea later on. Saudi Arabia continues its investigation into the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Minister of Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeir calls international criticism hysterical.
We have made it very clear that those responsible will be held responsible and will be held to account. And we have made it very clear that we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pope Francis says he's grieving with Pittsburgh's Jewish community following the Saturday synagogue massacre. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Denouncing the inhuman act of violence in his words and praying for an end to the flames of hatred that fueled it, Pope Francis led prayers for Pittsburgh in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, a day after a gunman expressing hatred of Jews opened fire in a synagogue during Sabbath services, killing 11 people. Francis prayed for the dead, injured, and their families, saying, quote, "In reality, all of us are wounded by this inhuman act of violence." Meanwhile, police say the suspect told officers Jews are committing genocide and that he wanted them all to die. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent tells us about this year's popular Halloween costumes.
The Donald Trump costume has slipped from 71st most popular last year to 125th this year. Political costumes just aren't hot, according to the research. This year's trendy costumes are game characters, superheroes, and dinosaurs. Fortnite, an online video game first released in 2017 and developed by Epic Games, tops the list of most searched for costumes. It's followed by Spider-Man. Others in the top 20 include Harley Quinn, Superhero, Wonder Woman, and The Incredibles. Also ranking high, the classics like witches, pirates, dinosaurs, and unicorns. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.